Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Impact on Black America, and I'm your host, Ronald Pathay, and today's date is March the 24th in the year of 2021. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, you know if you join us on a regular basis, you know the slogan for the show. If it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC serves as a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation, design, and workforce development training companies to address the effects of high energy costs that are historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and unemployment of young Black men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through radio talk shows such as Solar Now and The Future with its economic impact on Black America. Also, it's brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation. BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. You can get more information about that initiative by logging on to our website at Positive Change, P-O-S-T-I-V-E-C-H-A-N-G-E, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. That's PositiveChangePC.com. Also, you want to scroll over to our GoFundMe link at the top of our website. Click on that link and you'll get more. This initiative, the program, which you're listening to over the platform of Blog Talk Radio over the World Wide Web. We are streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and link, and this show is also available on iTunes. So that is how you can follow us, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, if you join us on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Now, we don't have a scheduled guest for this week. We reached out to one of our charter founding members, Mr. Mark Davis with WDC Solar. And we're going to have him on board next week. We're going to be talking about the 2021 spring graduation of their newly, and let me give congratulations out once again to those young men and women that just completed the course with WDC Solar, and they now have their certifications to become solar installation installers. And they will be placed here in the DMV market area. So we want to say kudos to those young men and women who completed that course under the leadership of Mrs. Candace Lyles and Mark Davis over at WDC Solar. Once again, we're looking forward to having them on next week to talk about the process of getting candidates for that workforce development training program, how they go about evaluating the individuals, how the program is funded, so it might be able to provide some information for you and your market demographics if you're interested in setting up a workforce development training program, because this course is an outstanding course that Mr. Davis has put together over at WDC Solar. It is offered virtually over the World Wide Web, so you don't have to be here in the DMV market area in order to reach out to him to get some information concerning this excellent workforce development training program that they put together. Now, I have to sort of jump on my soapbox earlier in the show this week, ladies and gentlemen, because as we are looking at the Biden administration's commitment to combat climate change, the Biden administration indicated in a press release before the election that if he would be elected as president, which we know he was elected as president, his administration would invest $1.7 trillion to combat climate change over the first 4 years of his administration. This bill has to be passed. There has also been other commitments which have been made in terms of the John Lewis voting bill, which we have seen those of us who are watch and try to stay informed concerning what is going on in our environment. We have seen 43 states produce voter suppression bills in their state legislatures to make it more difficult for the African American community and other communities of color, Hispanics, Native Americans, to be able to go to the polls and vote. And one of the main clogs of being able to stop this massive Jim Crow version 2 in 2021 is to get rid of the filibuster in Congress so these bills can be passed legislatively. Ladies and gentlemen, not a damn thing is going to happen on Capitol Hill if the filibuster bill, if the filibuster is not done away with. This is a way for the minority to control the majority in the House and the Senate. Now, we know that it's a razor-thin margin, and with the Dixiecrat, so-called Democrat, from West Virginia, who goes along and votes with the Republicans and Mitch McConnell, lock, stock, plays this game. We've seen a rash of mass shootings, the shootings in Atlanta by someone who is not mentally disturbed. Because if he would have been so-called mentally disturbed, he would have not driven all the way across town and targeted Asian Americans in that mass shooting. We watched another situation unfold in Denver, Colorado. This time, the victims were all of Caucasian race. Now we're going to see theater at its highest level because white life has been lost in this situation. Nobody's talking about the fact that the shooter in this situation was not of Caucasian descent. Nobody's talking about the fact this person may be of Asian descent, and it could be blowback. Nobody wants to see anyone's loved ones hurt and killed senselessly. It makes absolutely no sense. But just as the Voting Rights Act can be filibustered, every mass shooting order to get meaningful legislation to take semi-automatic weapons, which are used not to hunt, but for military purposes, as well as the ammo and the carbines, means that goes into the fit into these weapons, banned to be able to sue the gun manufacturer, it has to go through the Senate. And what has happened? It's been filibustered. As we are speaking, you can join me at 646-668-2948. The House is in session trying to get the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. And this is going to come right back down to the filibuster. Let me give you some historical. The filibuster in this country has been used to, in fact, checkmate any gains of the African-American community since we have been so-called free from chattel slavery to Americans to make any sizable gains in this country has been met with white backlash, and that has been, from a legislative standpoint, the filibuster has been the tool of the Strong Thurmonds, and you can name a whole list of racist senators from the Deep South and North who have utilized the filibuster to put down meaningful legislation that would change the paradigm and shift of African Americans and our children in this country. We're going to open up looking at the House Democrats introduced bill with a pathway to 100 clean energy by year 2035. You presently have now 21 states that have sued the Biden administration for him signing an executive order to stop the Keystone Pipeline. So if you want to know what controls energy market share in this country, you don't have to look any farther past the gas, oil, and coal lobby. With energy, everything ends with energy. Let's look into this particular piece of legislation that the House Democrats introduced. This article was done by Catherine Morehouse. She is a contributing author in the Utility Dive, and this particular article she's written was published on March the 3rd, 2021. House Democrats unveiled legislation on Tuesday that would bring the economy-wide greenhouse gases, HGH, emissions to net zero by year 2050 and cut emissions 50% below the 2005 levels by 2030 or sooner. The Clean Future Act proposes a national clean energy standard that would require that all retail electricity providers to generate 100% of the power from zero emission sources by year 2035 and 80% by 2030, also require that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to update the U.S. transmission policy in order to better integrate renewables onto the grid and direct greater investments in energy storage, microgrids, distributed energy resources, and more. The bill also targets transmissions of electrification, environmental justice, environmental transition for fossil fuel workers, building efficiency, and more. It will also include major changes to the Federal Power Act, FPA, and to the Public Utilities Regulatory Policies Act approval. Tuesday's bill is the latest in a series of clean energy infrastructure plans the House Democrats have put forward over the past year, most recently bipartisan championing the bill to the Senate American Energy Innovation Act and passed last year as part of the broader COVID-19 relief package. And last summer, the House Democrats pushed forward the Green Act that aimed to boost federal tax incentives for solar storage, offshore wind, electric vehicles, and more. The Clean Future Act was proposed as a draft last January, but adds critical labor protections in its last, requiring prevailing wages for constructions of new generation units. These are very important labor protections, said let me see where we were here. We just lost our track here. These are very important today's protections. I'm going to have to go back and pick up where I was. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize about that in reading this information to you. Building codes would require zero emissions rated buildings or buildings that produce enough renewable energy to meet their own annual energy consumption requirements. The new existing buildings by 2030, the bill would also direct investments toward electrification, transportation, and building out charging stations to support a larger fleet of electric vehicles. Today's introduction of the Clean Futures Act promises that we will not stand idly by as the rest of the world transitions to clean energy economies and our workers get left behind, and we will not watch from the sidelines as the climate crisis wreaks havoc on America, health, and homes, said Energy and Commerce Chair Frank Poland, a Democrat from New Jersey, in his statement. Poland, along with Environment and Climate Change Subcommittee Chair Paul Tonka, Democrat from New York, and Energy Subcommittee Chairman Bobby Rush, Democrat from Illinois, introduced a bill which has resulted in 27 hearings on climate crisis over the past 2 years, according to the ENC Committee. Along with Democrats normally controlling both chambers of the Congress, the legislation is unlikely to pass with 60 votes threatened it would need in the Senate, nor would it pass through the budget reconciliation, said Stokes, designed to do that. But it's wonderful to see a strong leadership from the House Democrats saying 100% clean power by 2035 is within our reach, as he tweeted. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just read a statement that closed this particular article out about not a damn thing being able to happen if you can't get it through the Senate. And in the Senate, McConnell and his crew, Lindsey Graham, they're sitting there, paid gunslingers for the gas, oil, and coal lobby to filibuster this bill. Situation that just happened in the Deep South with all the cold Arctic front coming down and basically shutting down the state of Texas and throughout the whole South makes these natural disasters the economic impacts they are having on the economy and the GNP, the Senate could care less. We, as citizens of this country, you need to be picking up your phone. You need to be calling your senator and trying to find out how they're going to vote on this legislation and calling folks who reside in these states that produce the Mr. McConnells of this world, talking to them, if you have friends or relatives, talking to them about calling and emailing his office. They need to blow the contact number for the Senate up surrounding the voting, John voting bill, and these other pieces of legislation that will have a direct impact on my grandson, your kids, and this is the whole ball game, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you want to weigh in on this conversation, as I've indicated, you can do that by simply calling 646-668-2948. You can do that by calling 646-668-2948. Take a slight pause for the calls. We're going to wait for your call to join us here this morning on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America as we prepare to hear from our listening audience on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, as we get ready to take a slight pause for the call.
Someone singing, I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
About the border. Well, the fact of the matter is, We know what this situation is. It's failed policy for the last 40 years on immigration in this country because of the exploitation of American corporations going into the Central American countries, destabilizing those governments, damn near making it impossible for those people to make a living. And so they're coming to this country time when this country is at the brink. Now, if you have a different opinion, you're welcome to share it here over this platform on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. This call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. But we're going to continue to just move right on along with our scheduled show this morning. We're going to look at the program which is known as the Assessment Clean Energy Program, which has been passed by Congress. Now, an organization has stemmed up calling itself PACE Nation. The Property Assessed Clean Energy Program is a program, financing program, put in place by Congress. The financing allows transforming communities by enabling property owners to make their homes and businesses more efficient and self-reliant. 100% upfront financing. PACE pays for 100% of hard and soft costs in completing an energy efficiency, renewable energy, or upgrades. Now, you can get more information about this by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. You can log there, and you'll be able to see PACE Nation Action's plan to build a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive PACE marketplace. Now, it's a whole lot of words. I call them fluffy words to say we have very few African Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, Hispanic Americans involved in this process. When it's all said and done, ladies and gentlemen, that's what they're addressing. Now, was an article that was written by a PACE staff person on March 2019, in March of 2019, 150 leaders in the PACE community raised their hands and made a commitment to build a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive DEI PACE marketplace. These leaders agreed to work with PACE Nation to develop a set of provocative steps that we can take together to build a PACE marketplace that is good for people, good for communities, and good for businesses. Well, I hope y'all heard of the National Association of Blacks and Solar Green Economic Development Plan for Black America. You'll be able to get that plan by going to www.positivechangepc.com. Please click on our News and Events tab. Look to the right. You'll see our archives. It'll say December 2020. Please click on that link and scroll down to the National Association of Blacks and Solar membership opportunity. Please read the press release. And I think that will give you a guideline and a post as to what the African American National Association of Blacks and Solar is calling for to address this issue of diversity. Commitment includes a plan that will intended as other steps to facilitate the growth of PACE market historically underserved and underrepresented communities to be fully participants in the nation's clean energy future. Well, I have a damn problem with underserved, historically and underrepresented. Why don't you just say African-American communities, Hispanic communities, Native American communities? Don't talk about a group of people as an animate object as underserved. It's underserved by design. It's underrepresented by design. So you got your program up and running now. You've written all the policy. You control the game because nobody was at the table when y'all set up the Page Nation. So all of a sudden, we've got a conscience. We want to bring black folk, people of color from underserved communities to the table. Okay, let's go on and see what this conversation is about. Okay? Now, the Page Nation developed a set of provocative steps. We have taken, come together to build the Page Marketplace. That is good for people, good for communities, good for businesses. The commitments included in the plan are as intended, another step to facilitate the growth of PACE in the marketplace that enables historically, as I said, these so-called underserved communities, underrepresented communities to be full participants in the clean energy future. For us, full participation means access to capital, critical building upgrades, access to jobs, careers, advantages, and access to wealth creation opportunities for people of color. Man, come on with that people of color bullshit. It's the African-American community. It's the Asian community. It's the Hispanic community. It's the Native American communities. We're not just people of color. We have an ethnicity. And the numbers with the African-American community is a national disgrace. To develop this action plan, we sought guidance and the perspective from experienced leaders who have dedicated their careers to advocating for racial, economic, and environmental justice. Well, who's talked to the leadership at the National Association of Blacks in Solar? I happen to serve as president. Nobody's called me. See, and it's not about me, but it's about the 30 African-American solar installation design and workforce development and installation companies that are part of our membership. If you're not talking to the companies who have the boots on the ground, that are working to develop pilot programs in the African-American community, workforce development programs in the community, how are you going to reach these goals when you're not talking to the companies? I hear people propose, and I say use a lot of fluffy words in these articles that they put out here that they're going to do something. Women, people who identify as LGBT, and people with disabilities. To develop this action plan, we sought the guidance of the leaders who have dedicated their careers and advocated for racial, economic, and environmental justice. Well, I want to know who they spoke to. I guess they spoke to the same suspects, NAACP. But they don't do no design PV systems. They don't train young African Americans to become energy solar panel installers, energy auditors. I want to know who they spoke to. We are grateful to everyone in the PACE community who showed up for hard conversations and for everyone who's willing to listen and learn, and we push ourselves to do better The undersigned individuals are committing their organizations to fulfill all of the actions included below. We will report progress in months ahead. We began the work of implementing the plan. We welcome and continue feedback and ideas. We know there is so much more to do. Our commitment to the plan of actions. We are undersigned individuals. Organizations have aligned around the following commitments, which we believe represents a strong first step to building a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive place marketplace. Our communities fall in these categories: transparency, accountability, hiring, organizational leadership, cultivation leadership, and strengthening pace. So what they're saying, they're controlling all the money that's coming down the pipeline, and you got to get with them if you want to move anything forward as it relates to financing through the PACE program. I get it. That is why the National Association of Blacks and Solar was founded, because the issue is public policy, public policy, public policy. That's why we have developed a Green Economic Development Plan for Black America. Dr. Lillian Abrams, who's one of our leading environmental engineers in the African-American community, with her firm Peer Consultant, has developed a five-year green HBCU sustainability plan, which is very comprehensive. These individuals know nothing about what is going on with this plan, but yet they spoke to the leadership. And I wonder, the leadership that they've spoken to, who are they hiring? Transparency and accountability. In order to facilitate full transparency and accountability about how we are living up to the DEI commitments inside our own organization, each one of us commits to share employment data with the PACE Nation on annual basis, subject to internal corporate requirements, so that the PACE Nation can track the PACE industry progress in hiring, promoting people of color. See, this is where the damn problem is. We're not asking for jobs. We're asking for opportunities to grow market share for our companies. We'll hire our own people. It's what we must do. They're still talking about, we want to give your folks jobs. Well, you haven't given them jobs to this point. PACE is not a new program. Hiring and organizational leadership, cultivating future leaders. I hear all of this. I've seen it, and I've heard it until I'm sick of hearing it. Strengthening PACE for all communities. All the signatures, ladies and gentlemen, everybody is here. I'm not going to even read any more from this, because until someone talks to our organization and our companies, I consider it another article that's been written. And I hope that our listening audience feels the same way. That's why I brought this information to you, because I have gone to the PACE meetings here in the DMV market area, and other than myself and the other person who looked like me, Mr. Richard Corley, that attended the meeting with me, we might have seen one other person there who looked like us. And we're right here in the DMV, Baltimore, Washington metropolitan area, here in the nation's capital at meeting prior to the pandemic hitting. So I'm not talking about something that I don't know anything about. And when you have called these folks to task around these issues of equity, investment in African-American communities, working with African-American solar installation and design companies, you got little or no response, because they weren't doing the damn thing working with our companies. This is why this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact, was founded, to speak truth to so-called power, because these individuals are receiving billions of dollars of federal funding, which provides them access to make these commitments in these communities. And these commitments have not come back to the African-American community and our businesses in our community. That's why the National Association of Blacks in Solar has called for a green economic development platform, which we have put together, and we're out here pushing this, trying to get our mainstream black media to understand what is going on through these programs. This is a very important program, this PACE program. It was done by Congress, and your tax dollars is contributing to it, but we have gotten little to no return on investment. So rather than me reading a whole litany of individuals' names who, unless you would Google it, you still wouldn't know who these people are. Nobody is talking about the PACE program outside of this platform. I understand how important this program is and how we as the National Association of Blacks in Solar plan to work through these commitments to these organizations to use it as an organizing tool for our businesses and our communities in the African-American communities nationwide. But we must have a plug-in. It must be plugged in. That's the only way it's going to work, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're out there, you know the call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. You know what we do here on this show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take another slight pause for the calls and wait for your call to join us here on Solar Now in the Future with the Economic.
Someone singing, I can sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, as I've said it before, I'll say it again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, the call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, because you'll be in our living room, and we want to bring you in our green room, and we want to bring you right on into our living room and sit down and have a conversation about this PACE Nation organization and any other topics that we've covered this morning here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, you'll be able to follow us over the, as I've indicated, over Blog Talk Radio. You can log on to our website at positivechangepc.com. We are streaming via Facebook, Twitter, link, and you'll be able to get the show on iTunes. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad. Now, we're going to switch gears, ladies and gentlemen, because we want people to understand that when we bring you programs, we're talking about situations that are fluid and they're happening. and as we speak. Now, there are a lot of interest groups and stakeholders in this renewable energy game. State-based energy groups, Congress must pass Biden's 100% clean electricity standard now. Now, this was written by Laurel Kosky, and it was published on the 17th of March. And this was basically the Chesapeake Climate Action Network group. State-based energy groups must pass Biden's 100% clean electricity standard now. And you will see nonprofits active in every region of the country. Say renewable power mandate is the key to solving climate change, creating new jobs, and addressing equity. You have Fresh Energy, Chesapeake Climate Action Network, Western Resources, Advocates, Arcata Center, CleanEnergy.org, Climate Solutions. These are just the names of the signature groups that have signed on to supporting this particular bill. This was a release that was put out on March 22nd of 2021. Washington, D.C., six of the nation's best-known groups fighting climate change at the state and regional levels today asked Congress to quickly pass President Biden's proposal for 100% clean electricity nationwide by 2035. Such measures, the group said, would demonstrate the bill on proving local successes in the using clean energy mandates and to create jobs, clean air, fight for climate change, as the candidate Biden's pledge to quickly enact legislation mandating that all nations' electricity be carbon pollution free by 2035. The legislation vote will quickly become before the Congress soon, sometime this spring. In a letter to the House, the Senate leaders today, regional leaders, said such policy was vital in the fight against global warming and rebuilding the U.S. economy and environmental justice. Read the letter. Six regulatory groups live in 27 states with a population of 155 million people. Now, we got 43 million black folks based on census data, and I know it's more of us in the country than that, African Americans. I think the Hispanic population has outgrown our population in the country simply with people walking across the border. Nevertheless, we're all here in this so-called experiment. It's called the mixing bowl. It's called everybody, la-di-da-di, come here, bring me everything you bring to the table. But we got one ruling class. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Now, you will be able to log on to our website at positivechangepc.com. You'll be able to read this information. We have put this information on our website. It is here for your education. You can do your own evaluation after reading the information. There are different links in all of these articles which provide more in-depth information that we try to provide for you every week here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Like I said, group signing the letter to Congress was the Chesapeake Climate Action Group, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and D.C. Climate Solutions, Oregon, and the state of Washington. Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi. Acadia Center, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York. Western Resources Advocates, Arizona, Colorado, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming. Fresh Energy, Minnesota. But, of course, you did not hear the National Association of Blacks in Solar as one of the signatures for supporting this policy. We support this policy in theory, but we were asking for a 35% investment in African-American institutions. This is what the National Association of Blacks in Solar Green Economic Development Plan is calling for, ladies and gentlemen. And I would be remiss if we did not do that, because that is the charter from which the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative was founded and the National Association of Blacks in Solar. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know that this show was brought to you this week, like it's brought to you every week, by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which serves as a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation, design, and workforce development training companies to address the high effects of high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities, to utilize black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young black men and women locally and nationally, to educate the black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on black America, also by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BFLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. You are listening to this initiative over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We're streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and Link. Ladies and gentlemen, we are always our pleasure with a double measure to bring you this program every week. You can log on to our website at Positive Change, go over to our GoFundMe link, and we're not the greedy, we're definitely the needy. So anything you want to contribute to this show, please do. But until next week, we are telling you, hey, we don't want you to meet us here. We want you to meet us back here as we close another episode of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Until next week, we say go in peace. As
life is a song worth singing, why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand, use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan, change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.